Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Just a few hours to go before the nation hits the so-called fiscal cliff, the point where all Bush-era tax cuts expire and steep spending cuts are set to go into effect. In Washington, both the House and Senate are meeting in the hopes of reaching a compromise, although a final vote will not be taken tonight. Earlier today, President Obama said Congress is within sight of an agreement to prevent tax increases for all Americans, but he says there is still no deal on spending cuts.
They are close, but they're not there yet. And one thing we can count on with respect to this Congress is that if there's even 1 second left before you have to do what you're supposed to do, they will use that last second.
Joining us on the line from Capitol Hill now is Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern of Worcester. Hello, Congressman.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm wondering, are you hearing that a deal on the fiscal cliff is imminent?
Well, what we're hearing is that Republican leaders and Democratic leaders in the Senate are coming closer to an accommodation, to a deal with the White House. And my hope would be that they would bring that up on the Senate floor tonight, and that the House will then bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the Senate Republicans are more reasonable than the House Republicans. I mean, the Tea Party basically has a stronghold here in the House, and they've basically obstructed everything, in terms of a compromise that's come down the road thus far. So my hope is that if the Senate can pass it by a substantial margin, that we'll be able to peel enough Republicans off to get this thing, get a deal passed and avert this fiscal cliff and the sequestration and having everybody's taxes going up.
Right. Some details of this deal have filtered out. The tax rates will go up on families making more than $450,000. Now, the president and many Democrats had been shooting for a figure around $250,000. Is this a good compromise, or is it kind of silly to think that a family making $449,000 a year is middle class?
Well, look, I mean, I would have preferred the $250,000, level. This is about a give and take. I mean, in the House, the House Republicans wouldn't even vote to increase taxes on millionaires and billionaires. The fact that you have Republican leaders of the Senate agreeing that, that there should be some accommodation in terms of revenue, I think, is a positive sign.
Now, there's been a lot of focus, obviously, on the tax cuts, because that hits everybody pretty much starting tomorrow. But spending cuts are also due to go into effect because of the fiscal cliff negotiations. How are those cuts going to be felt in your district and in Massachusetts in general if they go through?
First of all, this whole idea of sequestration, this whole notion of a fiscal cliff has been a stupid idea from its very inception. This is an artificial crisis. If sequestration goes into effect, some programs will be protected, but many, many other programs will not be. I mean, we will see deep cuts in things like the National Institutes for Health, NIH, which we have our hospitals, our teaching hospitals. You can see Head Start and programs to help our children in jeopardy as well. So it would be a disaster to allow sequestration to go into effect. We ought to figure out a way, if we can't resolve all these issues in the next few hours, to set out an orderly way to deal with some of these issues down the road. But these cuts, if they went into effect, would be devastating to Massachusetts' economy as well as to the nation's economy.
A new Congress begins on Wednesday, although the new Congress is not going to look a whole lot different from the existing Congress. Are you pessimistic that things are not going to be changing a whole lot?
I hope that my hope is that if we can get through this next day or two, that the new incoming Congress, which includes a lot of new members, Democrats and Republicans, will have kind of learned from this experience and to, maybe take a different approach to try to deal with our nation's problems.
Does anyone win in this whole thing?
I don't think politically anybody really wins. This is not the way I think Democrats and Republicans and independents want to see their government run. you know, I think it'll have a damaging impact on our economy. And that, to me, means the American people lose. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I went to church last night, lit a candle. Actually, I lit two. So my hope is that at the end of all of this, that we will come to some sort of accommodation, which may not be everything I like, and it may not be everything my Republican colleagues like, but, you know, it does represent a give and take, and hopefully it's fair and balanced, and we can, you know, move on and, you know, and begin the new Congress fresh.
Okay. Congressman Jim McGovern of Worcester, thanks for speaking with All Things Considered.
My pleasure. Thank you.